When tariffs were lifted on January 1st for a variety of agricultural products covered under the North American Free Trade Agreement, Mexican farmers responded with protests. Their growing movement is once again highlighting Mexico's unresolved rural crisis and adding a new element to Mexican politics in a crucial election year for the administration of President Vicente Fox. From Mexico, Kent Patterson has more on how rural communities are coping with a changing global economy.
Near the Church of San Juan Nuevo in the state of Michoacán, Felipa prepares handmade tacos of meat and cactus for visitors. The indigenous Perpetua woman earns her income from ecotourism, one of the many projects the community has going to sustain itself in tough times. Felipa says the visitors are important. Down the dirt pine-crested road from Felipa's taco stand and past the hillside fruit orchards, another community enterprise is in full gear. Here, the large blades of a sawmill cut wood for the domestic and foreign market. Facing increasing competition at home from Chilean, Canadian, and U.S. wood, San Juan Nuevo's residents have found that they must manufacture value-added products to survive in the global economy. Much of their wood goes into making fine furniture for Home Depot and other customers abroad. Ambrosio Rodriguez is San Juan Nuevo's general manager.
We see the free trade agreement as a challenge to be more efficient and upgrade the production process within our community. We're starting to do this by having total quality workshops. We know the competition is fierce. It has always been that way, and we have to get used to that.
While the people of San Juan Nuevo have found a niche in the global economy, other Mexican producers say they are being cornered by a flood of foreign imports. Romulo Balanzar is the president of a community-owned farm known as an ejido in the southern state of Guerrero. On the coastal roads near Balanzar's home, towering coconut orchards dominate the landscape. Balanzar says the traditional economy of the region is being wiped out by cheap coconut oil imports from the Philippines and other countries. He says the imports are harvesting serious social consequences.
A lot of our families are in ruin right now. This leads to the migration of our young people to big cities like Mexico City and Cuernavaca, or to the United States so they can look for work. Many of them don't return. And why is that? There is a mafia of immigrant smugglers who trick them and abandon them in the desert, or they kill them and take all their things. People have come back in coffins. Many of our youth haven't come back.
Whether it's coconut oil, corn, chicken, or pork, many farmers say foreign imports are threatening their way of life. After a decade of the North American Free Trade Agreement, NAFTA, and other trade pacts, figures recently published in the Mexican press reported that about three-fourths of the 25 million or so people residing in the countryside are living in poverty. Tens, perhaps hundreds of thousands of jobs have been lost in this time span. Here in the heart of Mexico City, at the historic Angel of Independence Monument, farmers conduct a hunger strike. They are part of the new The Countryside Can't Take It Anymore movement. Representing a dozen national organizations, they want the government of President Vicente Fox to postpone or cancel the agricultural and forestry sections of NAFTA and provide greater financial resources for the farm sector. The hunger strike is part of a growing national movement that's blocked international bridges on the U.S.-Mexico border, shut down Mexican highways, and chased officials off the stage at international conferences. Marcelo Carrion is a spokesman for the hunger strikers.
We want the general public, which still might not have felt the effects of free trade, to know that when the free trade agreement opens up in full force, that it's going to hurt us farmers, and not only the farmers, but the national economy as a whole. This is going to be a step backwards for Mexico. Unfortunately, it hasn't been viewed this way in this country, but I think we're going to start feeling the effects now.
President Fox says he's willing to put more money into agricultural support programs, but so far, his administration rejects protesters' demands that NAFTA be renegotiated. While both sides say they are open to dialogue, more and more farmers are increasingly viewing free trade agreements like NAFTA as a burden that must be lifted from their shoulders, besides having ramifications for the future negotiation of the free trade area of the Americas. The growing movement could spell trouble for the Fox administration in this year's upcoming congressional and state elections. For Common Ground, I'm Kent Patterson.